This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Now we have Sean Tanis of the News Desk joining us for our market wrap. So we're starting off with this story. The Federal Territories Ministry has pledged to eradicate foreign worker monopoly in wholesale markets like Pasar Borong, Kuala Lumpur. And this is after at least 3,500 undocumented foreign workers were reportedly detained during the enhanced MCO near Selayang and other areas.
Yeah. So this is basically... It was happening since the MCO started, right? And they've been rounding up all these foreign workers, and they now claim that it's the Perikatan National Government's biggest success story since coming to power.
Well, I mean, they haven't been in power a long time.
I thought it would be the parliament sitting, but it's turned out to be this. And out of the 3,500 foreigners detained, only 16 of them had a valid permit to legally work in the market. And of course, there were comments blaming the previous Pakatan Harapan government for allowing this monopoly of foreign workers at the expense of locals who are jobless. But anyone who says this obviously has not gone to any local wholesale markets in the past, because this has been the norm in the last 20 years. Mm. Even when BN was in power, we saw this. They'll do operations. DBKL will go and round them up and then take action against traders for breaking the laws. But somehow, it still continues until today. So this only means there are other underlying issues. And one of the main concerns include the fact that there are not many locals who want to work in these markets, right? And perhaps it's time we recognize that foreign workers are key to this market system after all, and that we are heavily reliant on them.
Right. So Federal Territories Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa says that he wants to see an end to foreigners working in wholesale markets, especially after public backlash against the community in recent weeks. And he also told business owners to hire locals when they reopen, which I think is exactly part of what you're talking about, which is what's going to change that's going to suddenly make locals so interested in these jobs.
Exactly. So he's encouraging young Malaysians to work in the wholesale markets at minimum salary of 2,400 ringgit per month. Especially, he's expecting after MCO, a lot of people will be jobless and all that. But the question now is it practical? Because most migrant workers are paid less than half of that. In fact, many foreign workers went on social media or even Facebook Live explaining their side of story. These are people who have been here for like 10, 20 years. And some are even laughing at the proposal, saying, locals wouldn't even last a week, let alone a month. And they say they've seen it all. The locals will come in, they'll complain about having to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you have to work until 2 o'clock in the evening, about 14 hours, 12 hours, 16 hours, grueling working day. And then the smell, unsanitary work conditions, you get that disrespect from customers, and then obviously the salary that we told just now. So there are a lot of issues that's keeping, basically keeping locals away from these jobs. In fact, migrant workers only get about 10 off-duty days in one whole year, including festive holidays. So it's believed that Malaysians don't really face all this social desperation. So the migrant community, they are facing all this social desperation. They're taking these jobs. They're doing it anyway, biting the bullet. And a Malay Mail report also revealed that most of the businesses there are handled by foreigners, while the owners simply sat back. They took a cut and collected rent from them. So we're really looking at layers and layers of issue that needs fixing here, because whether it's foreigners or locals who are going to be working there, there's clearly like human rights violation, labor law violation there. No one should be working 12, 14, 16 hours a day. No one should be getting these salaries under these working conditions. So that's something that I think we will definitely hear more going forward.
And I think it's interesting because the way it's been translated into the news media is also quite simplistic, right? Because foreign worker monopoly makes it sound like it's only one thing.
Yes.
And that once we resolve that, suddenly the pasar is going to be great.
Yes.
So yeah, there's a lot going on.
And also the language being used, like hapuskan monopoly, pekerja asing, as if they are the ones who are taking these jobs away from us and they are holding it from us. It sort of like victimizes us instead. Now, I think there's something really fundamentally wrong with that.
So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Hexstar Global Berhad reports a big jump in first quarter net profit. What's the update on the counter?
Yeah, so basically the operations sort of avoided all the disruptions from the pandemic. They went against all the odds and recorded a 54% increase in net earnings to 9.45 million ringgit. And Hexstar basically attributed this to a higher revenue from both the agriculture and consumer product segment. So they also secured sufficient inventories to operate during the lockdown. So the group declared a first interim dividend of 1 cent per share, and the counter also closed 0.5 cent lower at 71.5 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.